Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is back with us, too. Jeff is an original member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is the guy who wrote all the books on being home-based, home office know-how, and on and on. Oh, Safe at Home, don't forget that one. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. And he's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
Jeff, what's going on in the world of the micropreneur these days?
Well, you know what? Today I've got my chameleon suit on, so
That's a visual I didn't need, Jeff.
He didn't need. Yeah, exactly. I'm not wearing my gecko suit. You know, you've seen me in all those ads in my gecko suit. I get very small to fit inside that suit. But no, today I'm working with a number of different clients and doing work that 20 years ago when I started this gig, I really didn't think I would be doing. And I think that that's a lesson learned where for many independent entrepreneurs and small business owners that you got to think about the way your business is changing, the way that your clients' needs are changing, and how you can bring value.
You had no idea 20 years ago, or 25 or 30, whenever you graduated from journalism school,
right,
that one day you would need to use your prehensile tail.
I would need to use my prehensile tail to sort of hang from the trees upside down, watching the landscape and getting ready to pounce as lizards. I don't know if lizards pounce. But anyway, as you said, I graduated from journalism school. But today, years ago, I morphed into becoming what I today identify as a communicator. So right. It's the written word that I turn out, but not just in sort of journalistic, as I would say, reportage, you know, interviewing people and writing articles.
We never use that word around here.
We don't use that word. That's a little too highbrow. I'm trying to be Ivy League, even though I went to University of Florida.
The chameleon thing, is that the same thing to you as doing whatever the heck the customer wants you to do?
That pretty much sums it up.
In order to keep the bucks rolling in?
Well, to keep the bucks rolling in, but I think more importantly, to provide the value that your customers need. Because your customers are changing, and more importantly, the marketplace is changing around your customers. So if I wanted to be a stalwart, and let's say 10 years ago I got into writing, which is about the case, about 15 years ago, got into writing newsletters and brochures for my customers, you know, what if the blogs came along and the webosphere, you know, sort of web 2.0 as it used to be called, you know, user-generated content came along and I said, nope, it's not going to happen. And I had clients come to me and say, Jeff, I want to write a blog. And I can't write a blog for you. You know what? I'd like to do some Twitter feeds. Can you do that? I don't do Twitter feeds. You know, I don't do that. You know, either it's because I'm stuck in the old school or I'm, you know, too high-minded to say I'm going to get involved in these areas. You know what? What really happens is you leave not only dollars on the table, but you leave clients in the lurch, realizing or, you know, left to try and discover where they can go to find new content,
well,
new vendors.
What you're saying is so accurate because I found this to be true. It was true for me when I was a consultant full time, and it's true today in the work I do with my customers now. Your customers will define what color chameleon you're going to be today.
Right.
Because I can remember, thinking that I knew what I wanted to provide my clients when I was consulting. And then I'd show up one day and they had something else on their mind. It wasn't something that I, you know, had on my mind. And all of a sudden I realized, well, you know, okay, they need help. That's not what I do. And then all of a sudden, Jeff, I realized, wait a minute. I'm in the business of helping them.
Right.
I'm not in the business of doing what I think I should do to help them. I'm in the business of helping them. If this is what they need, then I need to help them do that, even though I have to find somebody else to do it for them.
Either you find somebody else to do it for them, or if you're a very small business and it's something that you do, that you learn to do it. How many times have we been forced to learn a project, learn something. You know, computer people go through this all the time. A client will say, for example, using the blog example, they say, I want to put up a blog. And a computer guy who's generally worked in traditional, say, HTML or web formatting, blogging, let me see what's out there, do a little research, spend some time. Hey, there's this WordPress or Blogger or Blogspot or some of these applications out there. Let me learn how to monkey with these a little bit so I can learn how to use them and I can bring value to this client. All of a sudden, you've learned how to do that for one client. The next client who comes along, you've already invested the time and research, frankly, on someone else's dime to learn how to do that. Then you can bring that project to somebody else or that knowledge to somebody else.
And Jeff, you know, taking this out to Main Street, you know, from the consultant's desk out to Main Street, folks, your customers are going to tell you what color chameleon you should be this month, this week, this day,
right,
or this year, and because, you know, you're going to be used to delivering your product to the front door, and all of a sudden you're going to lose that customer, and what you're going to find out is the person who beat you for that business found out the customer would rather have it come to the back door.
Right.
Now, that's a simplistic example, but I'll tell you what, Jeff, it could be that simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to anticipate needs, but, you know, even beyond just anticipating needs, you know, when was the last time I'm having a meeting with a client who I haven't had a meeting with in a long time? We're having lunch today, and I've not sat with her for a while and said, you know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Frankly, anyone who knows Jim Blassingame knows, you know, you might not know this, but at the end of every conversation that I have with Jim, he says, how can I help you today? You know, when was the last time you sat with a client and said, how can I help you? Not how can I bill you for work? How can I, you know, make more money today? How can I help you? What can I do for you? What are your pain points? What do you need? And you sometimes don't get that because you don't sit down with your client and just say, you know, what's going on? How are you today? How is your business? How are things? How are tidings? And, you know, it can be as simple as a lunch. It can be an email every now and again, not followed up by, you know, with the tone of how can I bill you for something today, but how can I help you? You will,
and
like
Jeff, that question can do more to solidify a relationship and build customer loyalty than anything else you could say to them, because even though they may be wanting to buy from you today what you sell, if you just make that transaction happen and walk out of there without asking those kinds of questions, then you're just another vendor.
Right.
But if you say, what's on your mind? How can I help you today? What else can I do for you?
Right.
If you don't find out what else is on their mind, then you're just another vendor. But if you ask that question, now you become somebody who could be considered a partner. And they're not going to want to let you get away because you asked that magic question.
You ask that question, you bring that value.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We've got to take a quick break. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is just that too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, tell us how we can find you online, please.
As simple as that, just like you, chiefhomeofficer.com. They can find my fan page on Facebook, and then also Twitter is just less one letter to Chief Home Office.
You have fans?
Well, Mom, does she count? And I thought I saw you as a fan on my fan
page. I can't
get
my mom to sign up.
There you go. You know what?
All these years, I thought she loved me, right?
All that money you tried to pay her, and she still can't be bought.
No, I think I probably could give her slip her a couple of bucks and she might do it.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, we were talking earlier about you used the term chameleon, and I'm glad you used that term because I used it years and years ago. I was talking to somebody about it once and they said, well, does that mean that you're not who you really are? You're a different person today from tomorrow. And I said, no, that's not what it means at all.
Right.
A chameleon, when you're serving customers, being a chameleon is all about finding out what your customers or what's on their mind, even if it's not what you specifically do.
Right.
And helping them with that.
Right.
I mean, I've literally had customers to say, years ago when I was, you know, carrying a kit bag around, I would have customers say, "Hey, Jim, I need 6 more of these, but let's get that over with because I got other stuff going on."
Right.
And I'd say, "Well, okay, fine. What else is going on?" And they'd tell me, and I mean, many times I would just be able to say, "Well, do you know so and so?" And they'd say, "Well, no. Why?" And I said, "Well, he's an expert at that.
Right.
And he's a friend of mine, and you should call him. He'll help you, and he won't charge you anything."
Right.
And now the next time they saw me coming, they were glad to see me.
Right.
And I didn't do any more business with them that day than I would have.
Right.
Maybe I didn't do any business that day.
And I think part of it also is what you're alluding to is not just the chameleon aspect. It's the hats we wear. It's what we bring. It's what we've amassed in our own little toolbox, in our kit bag along the way, which includes our contact list, which includes that golden Rolodex, as they call it. You know, your brain trust is a golden Rolodex of people that you can turn to. Look, you know, if someone said, "I need an expert in home office," you have me or a couple other folk. Someone said, "I need an expert economist to discuss this or that," you have people you can turn to. You have people for small business, for medium business, people for technology. You know, they're the relationships that we build. And we have to keep in mind, when we get back to the question of what can I do for you today, it's not just, you know, again, what can I do to bill you for or to bring value to you directly from me, but how can I help you as far as maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's helping you explore a new area. I'm working with clients to help them understand these things.
The hard, and I know people are saying, "Well, duh, you know, okay, fine." But that's not the hard part for a lot of people. The hard part is taking a moment to subordinating themselves and not having it be all about them, about their product, all about their product of the month, all about their budget that they got to, you know, close a certain number of sales today. You know, that's what a lot of times we go in with that on our mind. That's not it. It's you can't subordinate yourself to whatever your customers got on their mind. You might make a living, but you won't be highly successful.
Right.
And to me, I think that's the key. You've got to subordinate yourself and what's on your mind, what you've got going on to your customers.
Right, and I think that's a key concept. And you're right, some people may say, "Well, duh, you know, Jim and Jeff are talking about something I've known for years." Well, two things come to mind. First off, as I do when I do public speaking, and you probably as well, you tell people, look for that nugget of wisdom, something that may come out, but realize that everyone also is along a certain, they're all on that continuum of learning and along the path somewhere. So there are things that you just, if you stop and take a moment to try and realize where your client's pain points are. Look at how your clients have evolved. Take some time, take an afternoon to assess your biggest clients, even your smallest clients with great opportunity for growth. Say, what have they done? Where have they come from? Where are they going next in all likelihood? How can I help them get there? You know, that's where you really add value. You become sort of a business analyst for your clients without being a business analyst. Look at CPA firms today. So many CPA firms have gotten away from being money crunchers to being advisors, to being counsel for business.
Yep.
You know, it's not just about, okay, I'll do your quarterly taxes, I'll do your year-end taxes. I'm going to help you plan your business and your cash flow and whatever, your business strategy for the next year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. And that's something they weren't doing a decade ago, 20 years ago.
And you know what, Jeff, that kind of behavior here's how it manifested with me one time, and this has been a long time ago, but I was a chameleon a long time ago. And I've actually had customers to call me and say, "Jim, I've got a proposal from one of your competitors.
Right.
Will you come over here and help me evaluate it?" They wanted me to evaluate whether they should do business with one of my competitors.
When you can
be the kind of chameleon that Jeffrey's been talking about, that's the kind of thing that will happen. Hey, Jeff, we need that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Hey, Jeff, good to talk to you today. Have a good day, and thanks for all the things you told us today.
Jim, thank you for everything, and we'll be talking soon.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out there at his website and wherever you see him. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.